So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf quoted the following brisa: Ein bein tami shenazer lenazer tar shenitma, ella tami shenazer shvi shaloi oilu loy leminyan, benazer tar shenitma ein shvi shaloi oilu leminyan. A tami who accepted naziris can begin his term on the seventh day of the tahara process because he doesn't need to bring karbonos tumah, but a nazer tar who became tami only begins recounting after bringing karbonos tumah on the eighth day. The Gemara now explains that this is actually a machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Huda. The pasuk says, "V'chipar olav me'ashachata ala nefesh, v'kiddush es reisha b'yemahu. He shall atone for his having sinned by becoming tameh, and he shall make his head sacred on that day," meaning that the reckoning of the Naziris resumes on that day. However, it is unclear which day is being referred to. "B'yom havoas karbonosav," divi Rebbe. Rebbe understands that this refers to the eighth day when he brings his karbonos. Therefore, Ein Naziris Tahara Chala Ela Ad Shmini. He begins counting anew only from the eighth day of the Tahara process. He learns this from the Pasuk B'chiper, V'hadr V'kiddush Es Reishei. The phrase V'kiddush Es Reishei immediately follows the reference to the Kapara of the Karbanos. Rabbi Yisi B'Rabbi Yehuda Oimer B'yem Tagloch Asai. This refers to the seventh day when he shaves his head. Therefore, Rabbi Yisi holds, Naziris Tahara Mishvi Chayla. He begins counting again from the seventh day. Rabbi Yisi argues that the words Bayemahu are superfluous. Since we would logically assume that we're discussing the day when karbanos are brought, which are discussed in the beginning of the pasuk, we therefore say im einu inyan lishmini, tineyu inyan lishvi. It must be a reference to the seventh day. Rebbe, on the other hand, explains that the extra phrase tells us af al pishul lahebi karbanosav. The eighth day is the beginning of the new Naziris period, even before he brings the karbanos. Clearly, the earlier brisa that said "Ein Shvi Oilu Leman Aminyan" follows the opinion of Rebbe that he only begins counting on the eighth day. The Gemara records another outcome of this machlekes: Tnan Nazir Shenitma Tumas Harbe, Ein Mevi Ela Karbon Echad. A Nazir only brings one carbon for having become tameh many times. This is only possible according to Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda in a case when the Nazir was Nitma B'Shvi V'Chazav Nitma B'Shvi. He repeatedly became tameh on the seventh day of his tahara. He would then have tumas harba, multiple obligations to bring a carbon, since naziris tahara mishvi chayla. His new naziris already began on the seventh day before he became tameh again. Yet all these obligations can be fulfilled with one carbon, kevin de la yatsa shah haru lehevi carbon, because he never reached the eighth day when it was possible to bring the carbonus. However, according to Rabbi, in such a case, kula tumah richtahi, it is reckoned as one long naziris, since Ein Naziris Tahara Chala Elad Shmini. He doesn't start recounting until the eighth day, and so we would not refer to it as Tumas Harbe, and there is no Chiddush that he only brings one carbon. And if the case is the Nitma Bishmini, V'chazav Nitma Bishmini, he repeatedly became Tameh on the eighth day, when they are separate Tumas, Harei Yetzus HaShah Sharur Lehebe Carbon. He would indeed become obligated for a separate carbon each time immediately upon reaching the eighth day, and he does have to bring multiple carbonas. The Gemara adds that even Nitma B'Leil Shmini, if the Nazir became Tami repeatedly on the night of the Yom HaShmini, we cannot reconcile this Mishnah with Rebbe's opinion. Because if we say Laila M'chus Azman, that the night before the Yom HaShmini, even though it is technically the same date, is not yet considered the time for the carbon, then Naziris Nami L'Chayla Atzafa. His Naziris period also begins only in the morning, and so it would still be Tumah Richta. On the other hand, if Laila Lav Mechus Azman, the night of the Yom HaShmini, is already considered the time for the carbon, even though practically it cannot be brought until daytime, then Naziris Tahara Chayla Me'urta. His Naziris period would also start at night, and so he would indeed bring multiple karbonas for each Naziris. This is because Ha B'Ha Talya. These issues are interdependent, as Tosafos explains, T'chiper V'kiddush K'siv, B'shah Sharur Lehevi Karbon, Chayal Naziris Tahara. The pasuk associates the karbanos and the naziris, implying that his naziris begins whenever the time for the karbanos arrives. The Gemara brings a brayso which introduces additional opinions of when the nazir tami begins recounting. Nitma b'shvi, v'chazav nitma b'shvi, ein mevi ela karbon echad. If he became tami repeatedly on the seventh day, he brings only one carbon, while nitma b'shmini, v'chazav nitma b'shmini, mevi karbon al kol echad v'yechad. If he became tameh on the eighth day, he brings separate karbanos for each tumah. However, maschal lomoyin miyad divrei b'Eliezer. Tesis explains that Rabbi Yezer agrees with Rabbi Yezer Rabbi Huda that he begins recounting on the seventh day, as the Pasuk says, V'chibras Reisha B'yem Ahu, and the superfluous phrase B'yem Ahu refers to the seventh day, as explained earlier. And that which the Gemara says according to Rabbi Yezer, Afa Pishlo Hevi Karbonaisav, Tesis explains this to mean, Afa Pishlo Higia Yoim Haro Lehevi Karbonaisav, even though it is not yet the day when he can bring his karbanos. However, although he begins counting on the seventh day, nitma b'shvi einem mevi ela karban echad, because lo yotze shah harui lehi b'karban, and nitma b'shmini mevi karban ekal echad b'echad, because yotze shah harui lehi b'karban. V'chacham oimrim, karban echad ala koil at sheyavi chatasai. He brings only one karban if he became tamei before bringing his karban chatas on the eighth day, because he only begins counting his new nazir's term after he actually brings his karban chatas. The Chacham interpret the phrase b'yemahu to say af al pi shlehevi ashamai, excluding a need for the asham to restart the naziris. It cannot mean to exclude merely the ayla, since during be'almahu it is merely a gift offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not integral to the kapar. The Chacham interpret b'yemahu in this manner based on their understanding of the pasuk v'hezer la'ashem es yimei nizrei v'hevi keves ben shenasi la'asham. The pasuk first says v'hezer, that he begins his naziris tahara, and only afterwards says v'hevi, that he brings the asham. Therefore, av al pish lehevi hezer, the new naziris term is not dependent on the asham. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef b'yichem ben Bereka imar, k'shem shechatasa ikvasai kach hashamim ma'akvoi. He does not start recounting his naziris until he brings both the chatas and the asham. He interprets the pasuk by yemahu to be saying, excluding a need for the oila to restart the naziris, and interprets the pasuk brought by the Chacham in the opposite manner. One may begin counting only if he brought the asham. Therefore, if he became tummy before the asham, he brings only one carbon, even though he already brought his carbon chatas. Let's summarize as per the Rosh. There are four opinions as to when he can begin recounting naziris tahara. Reb Yisi, Reb Yehuda, Reb Eliezer, B'yom HaShvi, Achar Hazov, V'Tfila. Rebbe, B'yom HaShmini, Af HaPish Lehevi Karbonaisav. Chachamim, B'yom HaShmini, Achar Shehevi Chatasi, Af HaPish Lehevi Ashamai. Reb Shmuel ben Yosef b'Yechmin Bereka, B'yom HaShmini, Achar Shehevi Ashamai. Now, according to the last three opinions, if he was Nitma B'Shmini before he began counting Naziris Tahara, Einem Evi Ela Karbon Echad. If he was Nitma B'Shmini after he began counting Naziris Tahara, maybe carbon, akol echad ve'echad. However, according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, although he begins counting Naziris Tahara on the seventh day, Nitma B'Shvi ain't maybe ela carbon echad, because lo yotze shah ru'i lehevi carbon. And Nitma B'Shmini, maybe carbon, akol echad ve'echad, because yotze shah ru'i lehevi carbon.